Okay, what's the seventh best? Good one.
Let's get stuck in. This is part two of Sofa Sense Asia, joined by me, Kavan. And if you tuned in last week, you would know our guest right now is Damian Denny. He is a five-time Irish champion and he has a fantastic pro record. So if you want to get straight into his career, make sure you tune into part one. We also speak about his foray into Hollywood whilst training Daniel Day-Lewis for the movie The Boxer. It's a great one, I recommend. But you know why we're here. We've got seven signature questions, so I'm going to get stuck straight in. So, what we tend to do on Sofa Senseis is ask this one first, and it's what was your ring walk song? Did you have a signature ring walk song?
I didn't have one, Kavan. I came into the Boys Are Back in Town once, which was Thin Lizzy, because I hadn't fought in Ulster Hall for so many years, and I came back, and it was quite memorable. So that was the one that sort of sticks out.
That sounds lively. I quite like the sound of that one. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so. Damian, when we were speaking in part one, you spoke about how actually in and around the time that the movie The Boxer was made, you had your first mobile phone. Now, I want you to think about who is the richest person in your phone book.
Well, that's a good one. That's a correct phrase. I actually have a friend in London who's quite wealthy.
What do they do?
Are you talking monetary?
Well, I'll let you interpret that one. But yeah, generally speaking, money. And what does that person in London do?
He dealt in stocks and shares.
Oh, classic one. We like that one. Yeah, we've had quite a few random ones. But stocks and shares is a solid.
He was an ex-footballer as well. He played the same time as Dennis Wise and played for Wimbledon or Brentford. Sean
Preddle,
his name was.
Nice. Who has the most potential that you know?
In boxing?
In boxing, in life?
You make me really talk about that. Most potential. Well, my daughter's a good sports person, Martha. She's great at Camogie and Gaelic. So she's got a lot of potential. She's not going to box. There's no one going to box. In the boxing world, talent. Well, it's Paulie McCrory, but he's more than a talent. He's world champion. He's world light heavyweight champion. Talent coming through. Kurt Walker from Lisburn's great talent is coming through under the Conlon's. Really good amateur.
Okay, yeah.
He'd be one to look out for. Yeah.
I think we were talking just off air there about, you know, Kirkland Lang and some of the fighters who perhaps haven't fulfilled their potential or didn't fulfill their potential. Michael Conlon springs to mind, seeing his recent loss, which is a shame. Those back-to-back losses, they're going to take their toll. But he hasn't retired yet, so it's not over yet.
I just read that. He said he's going to keep going.
Yeah.
I think the most logical one would have been the rematch with Lee Wood.
Yeah.
He was home. He was almost home.
Almost so there.
What was it? Something like 25 seconds left.
Yeah.
So, to me, that fight they took was a wrong fight. You know, a talented young fighter who was a bit unusual in the style. Mm. All sorts of angles. Very, very hard to fight somebody like that.
Yeah.
There was also a nightmare fighting Brendan Ingle fighter because you didn't know where the punches were coming from.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know where they were going to throw them from. They weren't in a textbook. They were throwing like Nazim was throwing from here.
Yeah,
you can't defend against that. You know, it's very hard to defend against. So, but I wish him luck, and I hope he gets that world title.
Likewise. Our next question is, Damian, you are at your best when you are fill in the blank.
I'm at my best when I'm.
And then if you could tell us one thing you never regret doing.
These are tough.
We really try and get to know the guests.
I don't regret getting into boxing. It's given me my life. Anybody in my life is still with me through boxing. Mm. So I don't regret going to boxing, even though there's a lot of risk to reward, but no, boxing's given me a lot. And the icing on the cake was Hollywood, the boxer. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully Levenster. 57. I'm 58. I've got arthritis in my feet. Got sore hands. Oh, listen, I just want my family to do well. I want my girls to do well. My daughters are from 21 down to 12. So I'm just here for them now, you know, for the missus. Andrew.
The last question, the final question is advice.
Give me an easy question.
This is going to be a challenging one, I reckon, but you can make it easy. We'll see. Advice you now would give to yourself 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago? Well, these have been 47.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
What about, I'm just thinking, you retired at 29. So let's say you now would give to yourself 30 years ago, just to see if that answer changes a little bit.
Yeah. I should have trained harder, Gavan. Should have trained harder. Yeah, be more selfish. You know, just saying, because you have to have, no matter what you do in life, you want to be successful at business, successful sports person, you have to be selfish, and everything else has to be just put to the side, and you just got to keep that tunnel vision. So I'll just say, you should be more dedicated.
But you know what?
If I'd have been as dedicated as what Barry McGuigan was, I think it would have been a world champion.
Mm-hmm.
We had this discussion many times. You know?
But I think there's inspiration in the lessons. Because you wouldn't necessarily know that and be able to have that reflection if you didn't go through it yourself. Yeah. And who's to say where you would have ended up if you did indeed capture that world title? Because we've seen plenty of people capture the world title and the rest of their world falls apart. So, you know,
yeah.
I believe we are where we're meant to be, but it's really inspirational that you said that on this platform, because now our listeners can know that if they are in the midst of something that they really want to do, they just need to get that tunnel vision and zone in on it. Yeah.
And go for it. Yeah, and hopefully you do reap the reward. No, you just said it. Even though people win a world title, they don't fulfill what they want in life.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
I am doing it. So. But I still would like to be in a world champion.
The belt would be nice, of course, you know, have it on the mantelpiece. But, you know, the comeback is still there. It's still on the cards.
Daniel, I'm on you.
Listen, thank you so much. That has been Sofa Senseis. You've been joined by me, Kavan, and of course, our fantastic guest, Damien Denny. This is the Accio Selfish Digital Network, and this is Sofa Senseis. Make sure you check out Damien's social media profiles. I'll put the links below in the description. Damien, super grateful for your time. Thank you so much for being generous. Take care.
Cheers, buddy.
And we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.